Hello, family. I hope everybody's doing well. I come to you tonight. You know, it's night where I am, and it may be day where you are, but I want to come to you to let you know that I just received a phone call. There was a death in the family. Someone very dear to me, that included me, that was on my husband's side, but was the only one that really opened up to me and made me feel like I was their somebody. Someone who spoke to me, someone who clearly really felt how I felt and understood me. And really the only one on that side of my husband's side of the family who had the presence of God. I felt the presence of God on her when she was around. No judgment, nothing. But I'm sharing that with you all tonight. After just finding out, and it just happened today, just this evening, that God's warning to us all. I just gave you all another podcast about God's warning to us all. I wish that you all would go and listen to that, but this subtle reminder after that podcast, God spoke and reminded us. In the midst of me sharing this to you, it is for us to be reminded that we have to get our lives right, because just like people always say, and you hear it all the time, that we are not promised tomorrow. You're not promised that, but God is waiting on you, and he's giving you time. The only reason that he hasn't opened his mouth and called your name and called you home yet is because he's giving you time. You can go about doing all that you're doing now, going to house parties, wanting to go to the next big gala, the events, the holiday gatherings and all this and that. But guess what? If you still haven't got your life right, but you put that first, I think that you need to sit down and get your priorities straight. Because when the Lord speaks and he reminds us, that's such a strong reminder. When he lets someone, he puts someone into rest around us in our vicinity. He's taking them from this foreign country that we're all in. And it just to remind you, this is foreign to us. This is a foreign country. We are not citizens here. We are not. This is not where we're supposed to be. This is not where we're living. This is where we're foreigners. And you have to all be reminded that not just me, I'm not only a flight attendant, but we're all like flight attendants. You all are like flight attendants here. And just because you guys have the same, you guys do the same thing that my occupation does. You guys are traveling. In this life, when you're going to different places, you're traveling from place to place, from city to city, you're just visiting. You're visiting different places. You're seeing the sights, you're touring. And then you think you're going back home. At the end of the day, after visiting and vacationing and going this place and going that place, and you think you go back home, it's still not your home. That is just a place that you will reside, you lay your head at temporarily, because you are a foreigner, even in your own home. We're not citizens here. We are citizens of heaven, of the new world, of what the Lord is preparing for us. The better side. And we get so hung up on wanting people to stay here, and we're so sad that they're gone from this side. But honestly and truly, when you think about it, they left the worst side. They're on their way to the better side of life, to their home, to where they are a true natural citizen to live in for eternity, in those who are in Christ and who are called by the faith, called. And when God calls you and you've prepared yourself to go to the other side and enjoy the life of eternity, well, you'll never die. Then that's the better side of life. We should be happy that the journey there will be so worthwhile, because then you're home. But here, we're foreigners, and we're traveling around with suitcases here and there, here and there. We're going. We're only visiting with our suitcases here and there. Don't even get attached to the clothes on your back, because they can't go with you to your eternity home. You don't need clothes. You don't need that. All you need is your spirit and the love that you have for Jesus Christ, so you can enjoy the new that God has waiting for you. Jesus Christ is waiting for you too. And he said, I promise on the other side, you will see me face to face. You may not see him now, but you will see him face to face. And he gives us this promise. Now you have to have the hope and the faith that you will see him, and that he's still here, even though you can't see him. That he is living, and that he is waiting on you to accept him. So when it's time for you to leave this worst part of the world that people want you to stay in, then when it's time, you'll be ready to go on the other side, where you can see whom you have faith in face to face. I want to read something to you before I go. I post something normally each day to lighten our, it lightens our trust in God. It lightens our life, but gives us more trust in God. Excuse me. And it helps us to know that God is with us all. And God is walking with us. God is giving us directions. God is going to tell us where what to do next. If we just walk with God, believe in our Father, and know that everything else will work out in its time, when we are living in true belief and we depend on him. So I'm going to read something for you. And it reminds us to stay on the course with Jesus and don't go astray. Keep walking with me along the path. This is Jesus talking to you. I have chosen for you. Your desire to live close to me is a delight in my heart. I could instantly grant you the spiritual riches you desire, but that is not my way for you. Together we will forge a pathway up on the high mountain. The journey is arduous at times, and you are weak. Someday you will dance light-footed on the high peaks, but for now your walk is often ploddy and heavy. All I require of you is to take the next step, clinging to my hand for strength and direction. Though the path is difficult and the scenery dull at the moment, there are sparkling surprises just around the bend. Stay on the path I have selected for you. It is truly the path of life. And I want to refer to Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they should run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Please remember that if you stay the course and you walk with God, you won't lose your sight. And just know that that Jesus' way is better for you when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and walk with Jesus in this path and be more like Him. When you live every day, when God breathes on you, when God opens your eyes, you have another day called today. God reminds us that we have another day that He called today to come to Him. You have an opportunity to come again another day and to live right and repent of your sins so He can wash them clean and make you new, and so you can enjoy the new life that He has waiting for you. So you can enjoy the kingdom in happiness. The other side is not what is promised. The bad side, the side underneath your feet, is not what is promised. But what's over your head and what's above you, what's on top, is what's promised. What God is leading us to is what's promised. He's leading us to His way, the promised land. Go that way. Take the narrow road, not the broad one, okay? Don't get caught up at the fork in the road and get confused. Don't guess. When you see the two roads, there's one that's a little bit smaller than the other. Take that road. That's the narrow one. That's the one that many people won't choose. They'll choose the broad one, the wide one, because they think it's the right way, but it's not. And once you continue the narrow road, you'll see that the journey will lead you to the other side. And when you get to the other side, there's a blessing, there's peace, there's life, there's Jesus, there's enjoyment, there's a new body, there's a new world, there's a new way. There's a new you waiting there in peace, in God's peace. And I love you, and I just want to give you a quick reminder and a warning to you all again that this life is not promised. We were given this day called today. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. I love you guys. Guys, be at peace. And I'll see you on the next one. God bless you and God keep you. Always and forever. I love you all. Jesus loves you all. And He's waiting for you. Good night.